Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. Framed magazines feature Garrett Weston smiling on the cover. Text, Atlanta Living, Garrett Weston's Bistro. A woman in a chef coat flambés scallops, then plates them. She prepares a steak with artistically arranged roasted vegetables. She lifts two finished dishes and puts them on the counter for the server to take. Title, Groundswell.
Tracy, how long on that pork chop for the VIP ticket?
45 seconds, Chef.
Okay. How long on the tomatoes, Lou?
Hold them out now, Chef.
She plates.
Perfect.
Chef, that looks gorgeous. Should we plate the rest?
Another chef dries her hands off with towel.
Sheridan Reed's last review of Shea Garrett was good, but it wasn't great. He needs to know that Garrett's new restaurant isn't the same. Gotta give him a different experience.
I love when you get that look in your eyes.
Copy that, Chef. Do you want us to plate it differently?
I don't want to plate it at all.
The server emerges from the kitchen with two dishes. A second server also brings food to the table.
It's a risk, but hopefully it pays off.
You are my idol. Serving the male family style is brilliant.
Yeah, rad move, Chef.
What's this I hear about family style?
Chef, hi. Yes, I did decide to serve at family.
Family style in one of my restaurants.
Yes, I just thought that this food is meant to bring people together.
Yeah, I should have been here.
I'm sorry, I told you the second he showed up.
It's not your fault, Emma. That's what critics do. They just show up, okay? But let's just hope you're right.
Hey, he's about to take a bite.
The kitchen staff look out the window at Sheridan, who sits with another man and woman. He chews the bite of his meal.
He loves it.
They celebrate.
And Garrett, at some point, Sheridan asks that you come to the table.
Okay, great job, everyone, especially you, Emma. Why don't you bring out the dessert so I can introduce you?
Great, yeah.
Can you tell I'm still wearing makeup from the shoot?
Oh, no, you look good.
He leaves.
Great work, everyone. So good. Hey, can you start browning the cobbler for me?
Yes.
Emma enters the walk-in fridge and puts a metal canister of whipped cream inside. She answers the video chat on her phone with a smile.
Aunt June, hey!
Emma? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in the refrigerator. You are not going to believe it, but Sheridan Reeves is here, and he loves my food.
Well, of course he does.
And Garrett says he's going to introduce me tonight.
It's about time that man appreciates you. Soon. We will be celebrating you having your own restaurant.
That is the dream.
Just know, honey, that your home away from home here on Oahu is always waiting for you.
Thank you, Aunt June. And I promise as soon as my work allows, I am going to be on a plane and I'm going to come see you. All right, I got to go. Love you.
Love you.
The chef approaches Sheridan's table.
Sheridan, such an honor to have you here.
I heard rumors that your food here was vastly more elevated than Shea Garrett, but I gotta be honest, I assumed you'd brought someone in.
Really? Why would you assume that?
You know, I like your food, but tonight had so much more heart. And the decision to serve it family style was genius.
I wouldn't quite call it genius, but...
That potato dish was exceptional. You know, it reminds me of my grandma's Brabant potatoes, but more elevated. What was that incredible sauce you created for it?
Well, that was the
smoked paprika cashew aioli.
He raises his brows.
Oh, and this is,
Hi.
The peach cobbler.
She serves the dish to Sheridan.
Oh.
She backs away and Sheridan looks away.
Smells delicious.
Thank you, Emma.
Garrett taps her arm and she walks away.
Added a little mint on the top to bring out the flavor of the actual,
Later, Garrett sits alone at a bar. He sips on a glass of red wine as Emma approaches.
I have a left bank cab Bordeaux for you. Your favorite.
What happened tonight?
Look, Emma, I really wanted to introduce you, I swear. It just wasn't the right moment.
Yeah, but if tonight wasn't the right moment, then when, Garrett?
Look, you did great in there tonight, but I just can't have Sheridan Reeves knowing everything.
What, knowing that those are my recipes or that I'm your girlfriend?
You know I want to, right? The Gourmet Network is more interested in me being a bachelor on my Instagram than it is in my cooking.
Garrett, you're so incredibly talented. Like, being honest about having a girlfriend is not going to ruin that.
You're right. You're right. I know. And I am going to shout it from the rooftops just as soon as I get the show renewed, okay? Just a few more weeks, please.
I don't need rooftops. I need...
Listen, I'll give you the credit you deserve, okay? I promise, all right?
Hello? Anyone still here?
Garrett slinks back into his seat as Sheridan enters.
Sorry to interrupt. I think I may have forgot my phone.
Nothing to interrupt you. We're just having a quick chef mentee debrief, actually.
Oh. Found it. Hey, you know, I was thinking, what if I expand my article into a cover story for Food and Wine? And I love the mentorship angle. Ella, was it?
Emma.
Oh, of course. I'm sure after seeing Chef Garrett prepare the food tonight, you've learned quite a bit.
Oh, yes. I have learned quite a bit tonight.
Garrett, I'll be in touch. Have a great night.
Sheridan leaves. With a frown, Emma glares at Garrett. He looks over at her, brows raised.
What? I couldn't contradict what I just told him.
But you can contradict what you just told me.
She scowls at him.
Look, you are a very, very talented chef, Emma. But this is business, right? We've all paid our dues. The sooner you learn that, the better.
Okay. That's the thing, Garrett. It's actually not just business for me.
Her brows furrowed.
This is over. Professionally and personally.
He smirks.
Emma, what are you talking about? You're just overreacting again.
Yeah, of course you would say that. Of course you would say that.
You can't just walk away. Listen, I gave you your shot, okay? Before you met me, you were cooking on the line for, what, 10 years, huh? Without my recommendation, you are just another line cook. You need me.
No, Garrett, I need me.
She gives him one last glance, then turns away and leaves. In the morning, a plane flies above palm trees in a clear blue sky. A white SUV drives down a highway on the shoreline of Hawaii. Tall mountains covered in greenery obscure the distant cloudy sky. Emma stands on the porch and watches the water, a palm tree on either side of her. Aunt June approaches.
You okay? I made us some hibiscus iced tea.
Did I just pack a bag and fly to Hawaii?
She nods.
You did indeed. I believe it's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done.
Maybe I overreacted.
Maybe you didn't.
June smiles.
Garrett was just trying to do what he thought was best. What if he was right?
She shrugs.
First of all, coming to this island is never an overreaction. And it sounds to me like Garrett did what's best for Garrett. You remember, it was your food that blew away one of the most prominent food critics in the country.
You're right. I know you're right.
Emma nods.
Cheers to that.
They sip from the glasses.
Wow, this is delicious.
I'm not without skills.
An orange slice on the rim.
Emma, honey, you can't build a house unless you have a good foundation. Sorry to say, it sounded like yours had more than a few cracks.
She winces.
I think I knew that in my gut. But I loved him. You know, and he's right. I was just a line cook before he gave me a shot. What if I do need him?
If Garrett can't acknowledge who you are, in and out of the kitchen, I can guarantee you you're better off without him.
Shakes her head.
I don't know. I just need a break from it all. I need to rethink what I want.
No need to figure it all out now. Take a breath. Enjoy Waikiki Bliss. You're not taking a break from eating, too, are you?
Let's not get crazy now.
There's my girl. Come on, let's get you unpacked.
The two ladies step back inside of the house through the wide-open sliding glass door. Two men on surfboards paddle around the island. Emma unpacks in her bedroom. She pauses before taking a phone call. Aunt June enters.
Settling in okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's great. It's beautiful. Was this Uncle Kai's?
Sure was.
Do you remember when he tried to teach me how to surf?
Oh, do I ever? You were so terrified.
Yes.
You wouldn't get in past your ankles.
Aunt June sits on the side of the bed. Emma sits beside her with a smile.
I know it must be so hard to be here without him.
She shakes her head.
I miss him so much, too.
You two had such a special bond.
Emma grabs a photo of him.
I did always promise him that I'd give it a second go.
You know, it's not too late.
I remember him saying, when you're out in the ocean, your problems just melt away.
He wasn't wrong.
Aunt June shakes her head, eyes wide. She sits upright.
So how about some supper?
Sounds good. I'll just jump in the shower.
Okay.
June waves at Emma, who stands up from the bed. The Mercedes Cantina sign.
Hey, good to see you. Look at you two. Oh, hi.
A man smiles.
What are you talking about? That can't be possible.
Sir, like I said, we don't do lessons anymore.
You buy or rent.
But you're the only surf shop at this end of the beach. It's just bad business.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Hermano. With those customer service skills, should have had you train the waitstaff.
Shouldn't you be over there roasting a pig or something?
You wish, mira. I brought you a little bit of food because I know how you forget to eat.
This smells just like mom's.
A plate.
Except her serving of mofongo would have been like three times the size. And if you left one little bite,
señor Gomez, no ser fea.
One brother eats the dish prepared by the other. Blankets in the distance.
You sleeping here again last night?
Yeah. The inventory went late.
June and Emma outside.
Way to taste Frankie's salsa flight. Of course, you have to pair it with a Serrano margarita.
Of course you do. Taste as good as the smells I'm in.
June smiles. Text, if in doubt, paddle out.
I'm gonna go check on a table. Why don't you take a peek? I'll come back and get you when the table's ready.
Emma looks up at the sign, then walks past surfboards to enter a surf shop. She looks around at the shirts, hats, and other merchandise. She uses her phone, then shrugs. The brothers in the back room of the shop.
Okay, you know I don't have a filter, so I'm just gonna say it. I'm worried about you.
He looks up.
Don't be. You'd be surprised how comfy this thing is.
I'm not just talking about that.
He shakes his head.
You used to love to give surf lessons.
Oh, so you're worried because I no longer want to spend my time giving lessons to overeager tourists who are trying to find themselves?
He shakes his head again.
Ben, Estrella is...
This is not about her.
Ben looks beyond the tarp and notices Emma.
We have a customer. Excuse me.
He wipes his mouth.
Okay, but if she was still running the shop with you, don't you think that she would want you to confront
this? No, there's nothing to confront. I'm perfectly capable of giving lessons. I just choose not to.
Subtitles. Yeah, look, just to prove to you, I'll say yes to the very next person who asks for a lesson. We'll see. The men smile at each other and Ben approaches Emma.
Hey.
She smiles at him.
Need any help over there?
Hi. Yes. Do you have surf booties in a size 6?
I do, but I wouldn't recommend those for beginners.
How do you know I'm a beginner?
You're buying booties when there is no rocks and it's 90 degrees out.
Maybe I have very sensitive feet.
And that leash you're holding is for a stand-up paddleboard.
Perhaps I enjoy both sports.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. Or maybe I don't want you to spend money on things you don't need.
And how do you know what I need?
He licks his teeth.
Let me guess. You came to Hawaii to find yourself, right?
He raises his brows.
No. I came for surf lessons. Do you offer surf lessons?
He's the best surfer and surf instructor on the island.
The two men glare at each other, arguing, until June enters.
Oh, look who it is!
Hey.
Oh, two times in one
week. Good to
week.
See
you. Oh my goodness, you're so beautiful. You are gorgeous. What is this dress you're wearing?
Gentlemen, this is my niece, Emma, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Seems like fate.
So do you think you have time for me, or...?
I need to check.
I checked his schedule. Believe it or not, he has an opening tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Then that's settled. It's a date.
Text, it's not a date.
Una cita.
It's not a date.
Emma stares, deadpan. At a bar, a man plays acoustic guitar.
Finally, an updated version of my mother's asopao de pollo.
Oh, it smells incredible.
Please eat.
Buen provecho.
The women lift their utensils and dig in. Emma shuts her eyes.
The depth of flavor is just... it's so layered. It's like I can taste every herb and spice. It just melts together into this palate-pleasing combination. Is that culantro?
Pero mira, I'm impressed. Most gringas, they can't tell the subtle but important difference between culantro and cilantro.
So how many carrots do I have to chop for you to give this recipe to me?
It's the island secret ingredient, Puerto Rican dishes, they're very complementary and similar to Polynesian flavors. The one just seemed to elevate the other.
Frankie, you have to try her southern fried chicken. It's heaven on earth.
Aww. Sign me up, sister. I miss me some good southern cooking so much.
Fun fact, he actually went to culinary school in Louisiana.
Oh, I knew I liked you.
Well, if you like this, you're gonna love what I have for the annual Big Wave Cook-Off.
I watch that every year. You know, two of my idols I heard are judging this year. The fabulous Lian Wong and Katie Lee.
Oh my God, I just can't, right? Oh.
Love her. Wait, are you competing?
Is the Pope Catholic? Oh wait, did you come to the island to compete too?
Actually, she's taking a break from the kitchen at this moment.
Yeah. Oh really? That's so sad. I wanted to have a chance to taste your cooking.
Oh, I mean, I guess cooking with a friend isn't the same thing as cooking in a formal kitchen.
It's true.
He grins.
And after this incredible meal, I mean, how could I say no?
Wepa!
Rubs his hands together.
What about tomorrow? My place. I'll whip up my famous passion fruit mojitos, and you all can mess up my kitchen.
And maybe you're going to share with me your fried chicken recipe?
Only if you'll give me the recipe for your also pal.
I want my sting a bit, but okay, you have a deal.
Okay. Actually, this is so good.
I know.
He walks away.
He knows.
Before taking another bite, she gazes at June with a sigh. In the morning, a giant tortoise crawls through the grassy lawn. In bed, Emma squints and winces, then turns her head.
Oh, no, 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 no. Why?
Fumbles for her phone.
Why did I do this?
She lies on her side and looks at her phone with a metallic pink case. Cell phone text, Garrett, I miss you. She thumps the phone down on the bed, then grimaces and pulls the blue fuzzy blanket over her head. On the beach, kids play on the shore as a man runs in the sand. In a purple and black swimsuit, Emma sighs and watches as the man jogs towards her, his chiseled physique rippling with every slow motion step. He wipes the sweat from his neck and face and she raises her brows, then shakes her head. She smiles.
Well, I'm here. Did this really have to be at 6 a.m.?
Surface hours, Gidget.
He grins and chuckles.
But I'm on time.
He raises his brows.
You cold?
No.
You do know we're in Hawaii, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a surfing wetsuit.
She is covered neck to ankle.
Yeah, if you were surfing in the Atlantic or Iceland.
She smirks.
Very funny.
He furrows his brows.
Well, at least you won't get a rash.
He eyes her figure and turns away.
Rash? No. No one said anything about a rash. What kind of rash?
Follows after him.
You know what? Don't answer that.
Do you have any surfing experience?
Well, I've seen Blue Crush like 4 times, and I love Keanu Reeves.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning.
Okay, just before we start, I just have to say, I'm kind of, sort of, extremely terrified of the ocean. But that's not going to be a problem, right?
You know how to swim, right?
It's not that I don't know how to swim. I mean, pools have never been an issue.
Oh, there are no sharks on this end of the beach.
It's not that. It's the waves.
Oh, the waves. There are no waves in surfing.
Just FYI, I respond better to positive reinforcement.
Noted. The second most important thing is to stay relaxed and to not panic. That's when you get in trouble.
Okay. All right, well, I guess now is as good a time as any. Shall we?
Whoa, not so fast, surfer girl. We're gonna start right here. Okay, surfing is not just about the ocean. It's a way of life. It's a mindset. So we're gonna start with breathing. You do know how to breathe, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
She nods.
Okay, so let's start. So raise your arms.
Okay.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Every surfer has their own ritual before getting in the water.
He smacks his hips and nods. He raises his arms out to the side and up overhead. She does the same. He lowers them down as she exhales, lips pouted. She looks over at his figure, then raises her arms up overhead. They stretch one arm forward, one backward. She nearly falls. They smile at each other. He pats the back of his thigh, signaling for her to bend her knee. They sit on their surfboards in the sand in lotus pose. She studies his perfectly still pose, cross-legged with his palms on his knees cupped upward.
Okay. Now we're gonna try a few pop-ups.
In the ocean?
No, still not yet.
Right. Feel like I've got this serpent thing down.
He lies down on the board.
Start paddling.
Okay.
She nods.
Then hold it, the board, on this position.
Lifts chest.
And when I say pop-up...
He hops up to his feet, arms half folded. He nods.
Right.
Now your turn.
She lies down on her stomach.
All right, like this?
Start paddling.
She paddles, board on the sand.
Hey, now, pop up.
She halfway rises.
Sorry, what do I do from this downward dog position?
He chuckles.
Just drag your foot up under you.
She rises up to stand, then trips.
Yeah, oh.
She falls on her side.
I'm okay.
Well, not bad for your first attempt.
I fell.
Oh, you're gonna fall.
Huh?
Her brows raised.
So this is your leash. It's what will keep you from losing your board.
She nods.
Okay.
They look out at the ocean water.
You know what? Why don't you just do show and tell today? I'm actually a really good visual learner.
Hey, remember, you have to let go of the fear and relax. And besides, I don't surf anymore.
I might be an amateur, but there are two surfboards here.
For me today, it's just a raft to go out with you. Now stop stalling and start pedaling.
She sits on a yellow board and he sits on a blue one.
It's surprisingly peaceful out here.
He looks over at her.
Yeah, it's a great time to learn. There's a groundswell building.
Groundswell? What's that? It sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, it's just the opposite. Way out there, there's a storm and it's sending you the most beautiful waves to learn on.
Well, that's perfect timing.
Speaking of which, when I tell you to paddle, you're gonna look straight ahead and paddle as hard as you can, okay? And when I say pop-up, you're gonna do just what you did on the sand.
But I'm gonna fall.
You will fall. Like I said, just make sure you cover your head on your way up so the board doesn't hit you, okay?
I don't know about this.
Oh, most importantly, stay relaxed. Have fun. Don't fight it. Trust me. I'll be right here to get you.
She smiles and nods.
Okay, now get down on your board.
She lies on her stomach as a wave approaches.
Here comes a wave. Okay, start paddling.
She eagerly paddles away from the wave.
Keep paddling, Emma.
Bubbles splash around her as she rises.
Okay, now pop up.
She rises onto all fours, then tries to stand but falls into the water, making a big splash as the wave rolls right over her. She spins in the water, not yet able to take a breath. He approaches and helps her up onto her board. She grimaces and catches her breath.
You okay?
She nods.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. Because wipeouts are a big part of surfing.
He smiles.
Okay. Here comes another one.
No,
ready?
No, I'm good for today.
Okay, surfer girl.
Brows raised.
You did great.
No, I didn't.
Well, an hour ago, we were terrified of the ocean. And you wiped out like a pro, so you should be proud of yourself.
It's just the waves, they seem so much bigger out here than they do from the shore.
You can't get in your own head about it. When I tell you to start paddling, you have to look forward.
He shrugs.
Trust that I have your back.
Okay.
She nods.
I will.
Same time tomorrow?
She grins.
Yeah.
So, how was this morning?
It's a little like Blue Crush 2 meets a washing machine, but a lot of fun.
He nods.
And how was my brother?
Oh, other than that sparkling personality, he totally Miyagi'd me. So how did you meet my aunt?
Your Uncle Kai gave me a job at the rum distillery when we first moved here.
Oh, that's amazing.
They work in the kitchen.
Parsley, do I use the whole bunch?
Sí, todo.
She chops the parsley.
My aunt and uncle were just the most amazing couple, weren't they?
They were my hashtag couple goals.
Man, who could live up to that?
I used to think the same thing, chica. And then, on a flight back from New Orleans to Hawaii, I met Sebastian.
A flight attendant?
Pilot.
Oh, fancy.
He showed me that true love is still alive, that we all deserve it.
Oh, well, I can't wait to meet him. All right. Do you think I need to thin out this sauce a little bit?
Oh, no, it looks perfect.
He looks down.
Okay. What's the scoop? What's the story? Tell me. Spill. Spill.
There's nothing to spill.
Her back to the sink.
Other than I quit my job, I broke up with my boyfriend and I ran away to Hawaii.
Oh, is that all? Emma, you're gorgeous, kind. You're obviously an amazing chef.
I hope you know that.
Oh, Frankie, you're so sweet.
She sighs.
I don't know. I thought I had everything I wanted lined up. But then it wasn't what it seemed. Or who he seemed. Mm. Anyway. Oh, that chicken. That chicken's ready to come out.
Oh. Okay. You get this special sauce with it.
Are you ready for you?
He cuts off a small bite of chicken.
Here we go.
She spoon feeds him.
Okay. Mmm. Delicioso.
She takes a bite. Mm. His eyes widen.
That is so good.
Absolutely perfect.
So good.
Mommy will be so proud.
Mm. He reaches for his phone and his brows furrow.
Everything okay?
No, Maria, my partner for the competition, she slipped in the fish market and broke her arm. She has to drop out.
Oh no, that's horrible.
I'm so sorry, Frankie. Is she okay?
She says she's okay. I'm going to bring her over some food later to check, but she can't cook with one arm. And there's no way that I'm going to find a partner before the competition starts.
Seems to me like you already have.
Gestures to Emma.
We do make a great team. And you're already cooking with a friend. That's all it would be, technically. So what do you say?
Unsure, she tilts her head.
I say we win.
Frankie and June smile at each other. In the morning, Emma stirs in bed.
Why so early? I love surfing.
One, two, three, four.
Emma and Ben paddle on their stomachs out on the water. They lift chests, in cobra pose. He gives her a thumbs up. A wave crashes over her.
Surf.
She rises up on her knees, then all fours before she falls.
Surf.
She falls backward, then falls on her stomach. He winces. She repeatedly falls off of the boat, slowly making progress to stand as a wave approaches. On the shore, she wraps her hips in a pink skirt as the wind blows through. He approaches her.
You know, at least I didn't jump off this time. I just old school fell off. That's progress, right?
That's huge. Now we gotta get you to stand up. But that's impossible without trust.
I trust.
Yeah? Then why do you keep looking back when I tell you that you have to look forward?
What if you miss something?
You gotta have faith, Emma. You can't control the ocean. You're not in charge of it there, and that's a good thing. You have to turn yourself over to the wave and just ride it. Go with the current, you succeed. Fight the current.
Wipe out? Drown?
I'm not gonna let anything happen to you out there. I've got you.
He softly smiles at her. She gazes in his dark brown eyes, then looks away.
I should go. Frankie and I, we gotta start practicing for the competition. We only have a few days left.
Thanks for doing this with him.
Oh, I just don't want to disappoint.
Frankie says you're an amazing chef.
He nods.
I'm sure you'll do great. You have to tell me everything about it, okay?
So you've been talking to your brother about me?
Well, you know, I mean, for insurance purposes.
She chuckles.
Very funny. Are you not coming?
He shrugs.
Somebody's gotta watch over the staff at the cantina.
She looks down.
Ben, where's your faith?
She smiles, then walks away. He half smirks, then follows behind her, a tent surrounded by palm trees with the mountains in the background.
Aloha, everyone. I am your host, Anuhea. You might know me as one of Hawaii's hottest local recording artists and self-proclaimed foodie. I'd like to welcome you all to the 10th annual Big Wave Cook-Off.
The contestants applaud.
Today we have 6 incredibly talented culinary duos. Only 4 teams will move on to the next round. Those 4 teams will then fight it out for one of 2 spots in our finale, where we will name this year's winners, who will receive $50,000.
Didn't say anything to me about prize money?
Didn't I?
Are you ready to meet your celebrity judges? She's a chef, cookbook writer, television personality, and now a best-selling author. Give it up for Katie Lee.
Katie Lee smiles and waves with a vibrant smile as the contestants applaud.
Thank you, everyone. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Our next judge left the bright lights of New York City to follow her heart all the way to Hawaii. She is a TV personality, top chef, and cookbook writer. Give it up for Lee Ann Wong.
Hello, Hawaii. I am ready for something sweet and spicy.
And finally, I'd like to introduce our celebrity mentor. We couldn't believe it when he signed on last minute. This chef will not be a part of the judges panel, but will instead watch on as our teams cook, offering them priceless advice throughout the competition. He is the culinary world's favorite bachelor. Give it up for Garrett Weston.
Emma's eyes widen and she shakes her head.
Woo-hoo. Oh, no. How is this happening?
Wait. The ex-boyfriend is Garrett Weston?
So you're not just cute, you're also smart.
He approaches. She looks away.
Hey, Em.
Hey, hi. What are you doing here?
It's fake, can you believe it?
No, I really, really can't. This was not on your schedule.
Well, look, when you said you were coming to visit your aunt, I knew I had to come and find you. Em, since you left, I've not been the same.
Mucho gusto, Frankie. So nice to meet you.
Garrett, good to meet you too. Pleasure.
Yeah, we should be prepping.
Frankie gestures to her and nods.
Mm-hmm. I really miss you, Em.
Well, I'm sure you can find a new chef de cuisine.
It's not what I'm talking about.
Ben, what are you doing here? Who's watching my restaurant?
Oh, yeah, nice to see you too, man. Can I come to support my little brother? And Emma, of course.
Emma smiles.
How do you know Emma?
Oh, I'm her surf instructor. Ben.
You surf now?
Yeah.
Chefs, it's time for your first challenge.
That's my cue. I'll see you soon. Good luck. She's the best, you know.
Oh, I know. Hey, break an egg.
Ben smirks and Frankie laughs.
Today you'll be using an ingredient from one of our sponsors, Kohana Rum. With us today is the owner of Kohana Rum. Stand up, June Kohana.
Aunt June stands, smiling and waving at the contestants.
Each team will be making a dessert using rum from Kohana's distillery. It can be any dessert you want, but the rum needs to be the star of the dish. You have 1 hour, and your time starts now!
The two-person teams discuss.
All right, what are we thinking?
Okay, first thing that comes to my mind is a Puerto Rican rum cake. It's not going to be original enough to impress the judges. We need to incorporate some island flair.
Right, okay, so maybe we elevate it by making a miniature version of it, almost like a petit four.
Ooh, rum poppers, I love it! With a rum glaze on top?
Oh, it's so good. And you know what? We can cut back on the sugar in the cake a little bit so I can make a macadamia coconut frosting to pipe inside.
We got this, chica! Yeah. Let's go.
An aerial shot of the white rectangular tent, which has four small octagonal tents on its sides. The contestants crack eggs, whisk ingredients and stir mango chunks. A woman adds a bit of rum to a stock pot. A woman pounds out crackers. A person adds rum to a mixing bowl. A man pipes out macaron as a cameraman in the background films him. Aunt June smiles and nods.
I forgot to grab the cake pan.
I'll grab one.
Emma grabs a cake pan from an ingredient and supplies rack, then notices Ben, who smiles at her.
Hey, Em. Looks like you didn't come to the island just to cook, huh?
She shakes her head with a false smile, scoffs and walks away from him. He glares as she walks away, his brows furrowed. Ben notices and furrows his brows.
That is ready. Can you pour it in and get it in the oven? I'll start the cake.
Absolutely.
She pours the yellow batter out into the cake pan.
10 minutes left on the clock, chefs.
He nods.
Taste this.
She gives him a spoonful of white icing.
Delicioso. Next plate.
Okay.
She stirs the icing.
Oh, that looks perfect.
The cake is out of the oven. He flips it out onto a cutting board.
You greased the pan, right?
Frankie, I don't think I did. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Just with Garrett, I got all distracted.
It's all good. It's all good. We just need to come up with a plan.
5 minutes left on the clock, chefs. You better start plating.
And rapido.
She looks at him.
I have an idea.
A yellow layer cake. Katie and Leanne approach.
Hi. What do we have here, Team South by Southeast?
Today we prepared for you an individual pineapple rum trifle layered with macadamia coconut frosting.
And a rum glaze.
Oh, well, let's get in here.
They dip spoons into the trifle and take a taste. Frankie holds his chin. Leanne nods.
I think that your cake has a really nice texture to it, a good crumb. The frosting is perfectly sweet. However, I think your presentation is lacking.
You know, I have to agree with Katie. But that being said, the flavor is delicious and on point.
Thank you.
They smile and nod.
Sorry.
No, this was not your fault.
At home, Emma pours hot water into her teal teacup.
You were fantastic today, and you made it to the next round. That's what matters.
Thanks.
Don't underestimate yourself, honey.
You know, I usually don't, but it takes one negative comment from Garrett, and I just...
Emma, my sweet child, you've got to stop giving that man so much of your power. When Garrett's not around, you're able to make show-stopping meals. Why does his presence make you question your choices?
Because he has so much experience, and his opinion holds a lot of weight for me.
Darling, it's your own unique instincts that will get you ahead in this life. Your gut is the most reliable opinion you can get. Don't let Garrett keep you from seizing the day. Thank you.
June takes the mug and leaves.
You're welcome.
Emma's smile fades as she blinks repeatedly. In the morning, Emma approaches Ben on the beach.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, aloha, surfer girl. You're early.
That's because I have decided today's the day I am finally going to stand up on my board.
That's great, but...
No buts. Nothing standing in my way. I am ready. I just have one request.
Sure, but Emma...
You're going to surf today, too.
She smiles.
Gotta meet me halfway.
He looks out at the waves.
Whatever you say, boss.
He smiles at her. They paddle out.
The ground is not swelling today.
It's totally flat today, actually.
Did you know it was going to be flat?
I'd better tell you, but you were a little too excited to hear me.
She shakes her head.
It's for the best. My fearless confidence faded the second my toes hit the water.
You'll get there. Don't worry. Like I said, you gotta surrender to the waves.
Well, I would have if they'd actually shown up.
He smiles.
Thanks for coming yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He looks down.
Hey, that guy I met.
Garrett. We were together for a while. He made a bunch of promises he couldn't keep. It's not the kind of relationship I want.
And what kind of relationship do you want?
Honesty. Honesty would be really nice.
Well, honestly, it makes you feel better. I tried Garrett's frozen pizza line. And it tasted like cardboard. But not quite as good.
He points with a smirk.
What about you?
What about me?
Come on, you know what? You do the brooding, mysterious thing very well, but if you want me to trust you, you've got to trust me too.
How would you like me to do that?
I would like you to tell me something about yourself that no one knows.
Well, I'm actually a huge fan of Christmas movies.
Everyone is a secret fan of Christmas movies. Come on, stop deflecting. Tell me something real. Something more like...
Like?
Like, why don't you surf anymore?
He looks away with a wince.
Because I don't feel like I deserve to.
And we're gonna need more than that.
He looks out, down, then at her.
You said one thing.
She stares at him.
Besides, I'm starving. You hungry?
Always.
The two paddle on the water, completely alone. Banana bunches hang above.
What is this?
Chinese beans.
They shop at a produce market.
No, Ricardo makes the best empanadas on the island.
Really?
Yeah, it's over there. I'll take you.
Okay. You know, I didn't realize there was such a strong Puerto Rican influence in Hawaii.
Yeah, there is.
Can I get these, please? Thank you.
Yeah. Did you know that there are now over 50,000 Puerto Rican descendants living in Hawaii?
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great story. In 1899, there was a devastating hurricane in Puerto Rico, and it destroyed all the sugar plantations. Because of this, there was a shortage of sugar in the world market, which then put a huge demand on the Hawaiian sugar production. So after that, the plantation owners started recruiting Puerto Ricans to the island.
Handshake.
It all started with 54 men that made a hard journey. When they arrived, it was even harder for them. But within a year, over 5,000 men, women, and children made Hawaii their home. Two of those settlers were my great-grandparents. And here we are.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
He serves them empanadas, then presses his hands together.
Okay, wait. That is...
No, perfect.
That is... Yes,
perfect.
These empanadas are incredible. So did your family come here then?
Ben raises his brows.
No, we moved here 12 years ago. You don't know who this is? Ben was trying to be number one on the circuit, was brought over to compete and train. Full ride.
The circuit? You mean surfing?
Yeah.
He nods.
That was another time. Ricardo, gracias.
Anytime, amigo. And bring her back. I like her.
Hey.
Emma waves. Ricardo waves back with a toothy grin. Ben drives a black Jeep down a long dirt road surrounded by grassland. He looks over at Emma. They share a quick smile before he brings his eyes back to the road. They drive through a clearing in the brush, surrounded by tropical trees, at a beach house.
I can't believe this is where you live.
Part time, at least.
Distant lighthouse.
Most nights I crash at the shop.
That 10-minute commute is too much.
He smiles.
Something like that. You thirsty?
Yeah, I'd love some water.
He turns to face her, standing a few inches from her body. They gaze deeply in each other's eyes. He reaches just past her for a coconut and smirks at her. She catches her breath with a smile as he gets to work chopping it open.
Your wish, my lady.
Thank you.
He puts a straw inside the coconut. She sips from it.
It's the best. You won't find this in Atlanta.
He shakes his head.
No, I won't.
She gazes in his eyes. He studies her glossy lips. She parts them slightly, then turns away. She looks around the porch of the beachfront house.
What?
Where is your kitchen?
He points.
Okay.
She follows the direction of his point. The fridge is mostly empty.
Sorry, slim pickings.
It's my specialty.
Ramen.
Did I see some scallions in your garden?
I'm on it.
She opens a drawer and finds a magazine. Text, Pro Surf, Surf Legend Ben Diaz wins Oahu Championship. A framed photo beneath the magazine features Ben and another woman.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I was just looking for spoons and...
That's okay.
And I...
That's...
Your girlfriend. Of course. You know, she's gorgeous, and as your friend, I think it's great. I mean, you're a surf instructor, and you chop down coconuts from trees. Of course you have a girlfriend.
He looks at the photo.
Wife, actually.
He shuts the drawer.
She passed away 3 years ago.
Ben, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
He shakes his head.
That looks delicious.
He winces.
Well, let's take it outside. The sun's gonna set soon.
They sit on the deck.
Her name was Estrella.
The water ripples below.
She had one of those presences that just lit up every room.
Where did you two meet?
She was actually my 8th grade pen pal in Puerto Rico.
Wow, that's so sweet. Does she live far?
No, just a couple hours on the other side of the island. Our schools thought it would be a good way for us to work on our writing.
Are you talking about actual letter writing or emails?
Oh, no, yeah. Old school letters. There was something about never having met in person that just let us be totally honest with each other on those letters.
He takes a deep breath and raises his brows.
So when the 9th grade spring dance came around, I worked up the courage and asked her to be my date. She said yes. So her mom drove her the 2 hours over to my school, and the moment I met her, even though I was only 15, I knew I was gonna marry her.
She smiles, listening to every word.
After we got married, we moved to Hawaii for me to surf competitively. And still, we never stopped writing each other. Sometimes we'd leave little notes in hidden places for the other one to find later.
She clutches her chest.
So it's hard for me to do the things I used to do that brought me joy.
I don't think she wants you to feel like you don't deserve to surf.
He shakes his head.
It's not that simple.
Their ramen bowls are mostly empty.
Well, we should probably get you back before June sends out a search party.
They look out at the water. He rubs his face and she runs her fingers through her hair. Heavy gray clouds loom in the sky over the competition tent.
So, the market was abuzz this morning. Something about my brother having quite the day with a charming gringa.
What? How?
Speaking of which, oh, look, we don't have any dish towels. I gotta go get dish towels.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I really wanted to apologize.
No, no. I'm the one who needs to apologize.
He brings her giant hibiscus flowers.
I know it's not coconuts, but...
These are absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
She sets them aside.
Hey, I just hadn't talked about Estrella in so long. Or at all, really. And I know you were just being a good friend.
She looks deeply in his eyes and nods slightly.
Yeah. No, of course. A friend, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's... And I'm always here if you ever need to talk or anything.
Yeah.
He briefly half smiles.
Thank you so much for these. It's really sweet. I should probably get back to prepping.
Yeah, yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Ben leaves the tent beneath the big wave cook-off sign. He pats Frankie's arm. Emma watches him leave.
Welcome, everyone, to day two of our competition. Chefs, four teams remain. But after today, only two teams will move on to the finale. Now, for your challenge today, you will be cooking with one of Hawaii's native vegetables, the kalo, or taro root. The kalo needs to be the star of the dish. Your time starts now!
Okay, all of my taro recipes are very traditional. Since the vegetable is local, I feel we should lean into the southern flair.
Okay, well, taro root is very similar in texture to a potato. So I created a take on Brabant potatoes at Garrett's that everyone went crazy for. So what if we fry the taro, we sub it for the potato? I think the flavors will come together really nicely. Okay?
Great. Vamos.
Thank you. How are you guys doing over here?
We're fine, chef. Thank you.
You want to run anything by me?
We are doing a dish based on Emma's take on Brabant potatoes.
Oh, are you sure you really want to do that?
I am, chef. Thank you.
It's just you have such great recipes, Emma. I really think you should stand out from the rest.
Well, thank you very much for your input. I'm going to grab our ingredients.
She starts to walk back to the ingredient table. Two chefs prepare a dish.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Are you doing this Brabant potato style?
Yes, with a cashew aioli. It was a Gary's recipe. What are you guys doing?
Not that. Good luck. I'll see you at the judges' table.
Thanks, you too.
Oh, no. We got to make a new dish.
Hey, crazy wife.
No, you have to trust me. We have to pivot.
An aerial shot of the judging tent. Inside, the judges taste.
Mm, that is delicious, that sauce.
It's a paprika cashew aioli.
Wow. I'm going to have to get that recipe. Well done.
Thank you, chefs.
The judges and two contestants smile. The contestants fist bump each other.
And last but certainly not least, what do we have here?
Today we have for you a mofongo de taro with a Creole mojo sauce.
And a freshly picked hibiscus and mint iced tea.
Smells delicious.
They both take a bite of the dish. June winces from the crowd.
You know, I love your presentation so much more today, and the twist you've done on the sauce is great, and your hibiscus mint iced tea is super refreshing. However, I feel like I want to see more of your personality in your food, like you two are holding something back right now.
I agree. I think this is delicious, but mofongo is in your safety zone, and we're looking for you to step outside. This is good, but I'm not sure it's enough to keep you here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The audience applauds Frankie and Emma. Emma glances at Frankie, who winces. Three teams.
You all cooked incredible meals today. But unfortunately, two teams have to leave us. The first team to be eliminated is the Spice Girls.
The others applaud.
It was so good.
And the final team leaving us tonight is... the Saucy Sautéers. South by Southeast, you are in the finale.
Frankie and Emma jump and smile, then tightly embrace each other. Emma tucks her long brown hair behind her ears. In the morning, Emma checks her phone. Ben, still no waves. Field trip? She sits up with a smile, then gets out of bed. Emma and Ben hike up a rocky jungle path.
So the Hawaiian ancestors believe this land was sacred. Somehow it's remained untouched all these years. If you're lucky, you will feel a ho'ailona.
Ho'ailona? What's that?
It's a sign from the elements, like a cloud or a breeze or even a bird that will guide you on your path.
I like that.
They smile at each other and continue up the mountainous, curved path.
Yeah, I always feel most connected to myself when I'm here. And I wanted you to see it.
Distant mountainside.
What a stunning view.
She looks over to Ben.
Thank you for sharing it with me.
Yeah. So you never mentioned, how long are you planning to stay here?
That's a good question with not a very good answer.
Well, I still have you. We gotta get you to ride a wave.
And how exactly are we gonna do that here?
See him.
Subtitles, follow me.
You know what? I think I already understand the lesson without having to actually, you know, we can just go down the path. This was such a nice day. It was such a good hike, you know, to be outside. Do you have any more stories about your ancestors, or is this going to hold me?
You guys are all set.
Hey, Ma, sure I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do.
Zip lining. She takes off first on the zip line. He follows behind on a line to her left. They travel high over trees, grass, and a dirt path.
Just for the record, I totally beat you.
You had a head start.
Oh, please. Keep telling yourself that, surfer boy.
I'll wait for the next surf lesson. You're gonna get it.
They sit on the beach.
You have a beautiful life here, Ben.
He winces.
I do. I guess I just forgot. Hey, I know I shut down the other night.
No, I said too much. I'm sorry.
No. Thank you.
He nods.
It actually felt really good to talk about her again.
I'm glad.
It's not just the loss. It's that I wasn't around to say goodbye.
Was it sudden?
She was riding her Vespa to the market when, out of nowhere, a truck ran a red light.
Oh, Ben, that's so horrible. I'm so sorry, but it sounds like there was nothing you could have done.
She was conscious for another hour before she died.
He stares at her.
But they couldn't get a hold of him.
She furrows her brows, mouth open.
I was at a hidden beach, surfing.
He scoffs.
And 38 missed calls later, while I was training, I lost the only chance to say goodbye.
He erratically looks side to side.
It's so heartbreaking. I'm sorry.
I haven't surfed since.
Get it. I really do, in my own way.
How so?
My dad's an army officer. And 5 years ago, my parents were stationed overseas. But we all agreed to meet here for Christmas.
She licks her lip.
But I canceled because of work. And,
She nods and looks away, then shakes her head, teary-eyed.
My mom had a sudden heart attack.
She blinks away tears, eyes red.
I never saw her again.
It must have been so difficult.
He shakes his head.
This is actually the first time I've come back since. And it was Aunt June who... I mean, my goodness, she's here grieving her own sister's death. But we became really close, and she was the one who helped me realize I had to forgive myself.
Shakes her head.
And that all my mom would want is for me to follow my dreams and to be happy.
He smiles weakly and raises his brows in understanding.
Maybe someday I'll get there.
But you are the one who taught me the only way to make progress is to stop looking back and to look forward.
He glares at her.
A very wise surf instructor said, you gotta ride the current. Fight the current, that's when you get in trouble.
He raises his brows.
Said that, huh?
She softly smiles at him, then reaches out and touches his forearm as they sit in the sand on the beach. He reaches with his opposite arm and gently rubs her hand as they both look out at the peaceful waters. The water glistens a bright greenish blue outside of Ben's beach house. He sips from a coffee mug, then looks down at the cutlery drawer. He pulls out the magazine and the photo of himself with his late wife where he cradles her in his arms on the beach. He smiles at the photo. In the morning, Emma buys produce from the market. She pays the vendor and smiles. Inside, Ben gathers his belongings inside of the back room at the cantina. Naima prepares a potato and steak dish topped with microgreens and dusted with seasonings. Grant approaches with a glass of red wine in hand and caresses her back. Ben, Frankie and his husband enter the house. Ben kisses Emma on the cheek. They both grin and the others watch. Emma and the young men gather in the dining room.
I forgot how incredible it smells in here. It's like I can just feel the history.
Certainly can. Can you believe the same method has been used to craft the rum since Kai's great-grandfather first built this place in the 1800s?
That's unbelievable. You know, you're lucky. Not everyone finds what you and Uncle Kai had.
Is Ben coming to the party?
He hasn't mentioned it. We're just friends.
You know, there's a time your Uncle Kai and I were just backgammon partners.
Did you have to wait a while after breaking up with someone before you start dating again?
Says who? I'd just gone through a breakup when I met your uncle, and 3 months later, we were engaged. We had one of those instant connections. Aww. How does that saying go? If you want to make fate laugh, make a plan.
Emma checks her phone.
What is it?
Frankie just texted, come to the beach stat.
June's smile fades. Emma furrows her brows. On the beach, Ben paddles his surfboard through the waves. He stands and rides a wave as water splashes all around him. June and Emma arrive, running to Frankie.
We came as quickly as we could. What's going on?
With a bright smile, Frankie points out to Ben on the water.
Is that?
She shakes her head as she watches Ben effortlessly surfing.
He's beautiful.
They smile at her.
His technique, it's incredible.
No, you had it right the first time. Just beautiful.
Frankie smiles.
I don't know how to thank you, Emma. I haven't seen him this happy in a really long time.
Ben arrives on the shore, walking out of the water.
Oh, Junie, I have those pineapples.
Oh, wonderful. Would you be a dear and load them into my car?
Of course. Onward, pineapples we go.
Ben runs his fingers through his mid-length brown hair.
Hey, how long have you been here?
Long enough to understand why you're considered the best surfer on the island.
Nah, I'm a little rusty.
No, you're not. You are...
starving.
He raises his brows and opens his eyes wide. Emma tilts her head with a grin. At June's house, Ben eats a bite as Emma presses out dough. They gaze at each other. She uses a rolling pin to flatten the dough. A mixing bowl is filled with whisked eggs with various spices. She adds cream and whisks it, then adds chives. She gazes at him from across the kitchen island. She pours the frittata batter into a skillet, then removes it from the oven once fully cooked. She grins, gesturing her hand out from her side. He raises his brows, smiles and crosses his arms. She serves him the frittata with fresh fruit. He takes a bite and chews, eyes closed, as he smiles.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Thanks.
You know, this reminds me of my mom's cooking.
Really? Did your mom cook Southern food?
No. But she made delicious food that was full of love.
He furrows brows. She blinks, smiling softly.
Oh, hello, you two. Hope I'm not interrupting anything. Although if I am, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Hi, June.
We're just having a bite. What are all these pineapples for?
So, I decided that we should serve pina coladas at the party tomorrow. It's your uncle's favorite.
He would love that.
On that note, I gotta get back to the distillery. This party won't throw itself.
Wait, what about these pineapples?
You too, get dicing. We need lots.
June leaves. A presentation table features square bottles of Kohana rum of various sizes. A table with fresh fruit trays and numerous appetizers. A man orders a drink from the bar.
You know your husband's amazing, right?
Oh, yes, I do. Why put a ring on it?
We've had so much fun cooking together.
We have, and I can't wait for the finale. And we are definitely going to come visit you. When are you leaving, anyway?
I don't know. Should probably start figuring that out.
She nods.
Sounds like somebody's falling in love with the island.
Among other things.
She gazes across the room at Ben, who coyly grins at her.
Yeah, if you'll excuse me for a second.
She walks away from the couple and approaches Ben. He shakes his head, admiring her strappy black dress.
Wow. You look stunning.
Thank you. You look...
hungry.
I was gonna say handsome.
He smiles.
I wanted to thank you for our talk the other day. It really helped me.
I'm so glad.
Shakes her head.
You've really helped me. I feel like myself again. I feel like I can go home and take on anything that comes my way.
He tilts head.
Right. You're leaving soon.
Yeah, but I gotta ride away first.
He scoffs.
Well, as your instructor, I should want that to happen as soon as possible, but selfishly, I wouldn't mind if it took a while longer, you know?
I wouldn't mind either. I've grown quite fond of my surf instructor.
He gazes at her.
If I'm being honest, I can't stop thinking about him.
Is that so?
He furrows his brows and looks down.
Because there's a student that I can't get out of my head either.
His mouth is right beside her ear. She gazes at his lips.
Emma, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
It's really not a good time.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Listen, I really need to speak to Ems. You're going to love this, trust me.
Can it wait?
I'm going to go grab us a drink, okay? No.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'll find you in a bit.
Okay.
Ben leaves. Garrett takes her by the hand and she follows him into the barrel room, then retracts her hand.
Look, I've been thinking about what you said, and I owe you an apology.
What's the catch?
I'm serious. Look, my ego made it hard for me to see clearly. And I didn't handle things right with you.
Thank you for saying that.
She nods. He reaches into his inner jacket pocket.
What is this?
It's everything you ever wanted.
What are you talking about?
So I had a call with my investor group earlier today, and they were going on and on about how excited they are about the food at Garrett Weston's Bistro, and they wanted to know what new restaurant I'm going to open in Atlanta. And I told them it would be yours, under your name. I mean, part of the Garrett Weston collection, of course, but you'd have complete creative control and you'd finally get the chance to present your recipes as your own.
That. Wow, that's a lot. I don't want you to do me any favors, though, Garrett.
It's not a favor. It's smart business. And it's what you deserve. Look, even if you win this competition, that's not enough for you to open your own restaurant.
He gestures.
It's the least I can do.
She shrugs and frowns.
I don't know what to say.
Say you can give me another shot. As a business partner.
She holds the letter.
Thank you for this, Garrett. Really, thank you. But I have to think about it.
Of course. But I need to let them know by tomorrow, so 24 hours, you could have your own restaurant.
He caresses her cheek, then walks away. She smiles. At the bar.
Sorry to interrupt about that.
No worries, man.
Actually, I want to thank you.
Yeah, where's that?
Well, you know, you've had such a great effect on Emma. And because of you, she's in a great place to live out her dreams.
Garrett smiles.
So glad. She's had such a great effect on me, too.
Garrett grins, squinting.
You know, actually, when her and I come back to Hawaii, maybe you should take us both out for a listen, huh?
Ben stakes a shot.
I didn't think you and Emma were spending much time together these days.
Well, I mean, it's a bit hush-hush, but it looks like we might be opening up another restaurant together in Atlanta, yeah? I just surprised her with the contracts. Yeah, I mean, I've been promising her for years, but finally came through.
She said yes?
She did not say no. But, you know, she's looking it over. Cheers.
Garrett clinks Ben's glass and walks away. Ben remains frozen, his face motionless. He looks over his shoulder, then leans against the bar, shot glass in hand. He sips the rest of his drink.
I'm so confused. He's offering me everything I've ever wanted. On a silver platter.
Somehow it feels like it could be silver plated.
I know, you're probably right. I mean, his apology, it seemed genuine, but my own restaurant, it's just...
Ben?
Emma nods.
Ben.
June frowns.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Emma, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
I'll go grab a shrimp canapé.
June leaves.
I'm really sorry about earlier.
No worries. It seemed like it was important. Garrett filled me in, actually.
He did?
Yeah.
Ben nods and raises his brows.
Congratulations.
I haven't made any sort of decision yet. Ben, there's a lot to consider.
What's to consider? This is your dream, right?
Yeah, it is, but you show me.
Don't worry.
He licks his lips.
I'll be here to give you lessons next time you come to the island.
Wait, lessons? No, I haven't said yes yet.
But you should.
She furrows her brows, mouth open in a frown.
And I'm sorry, but I can't do tomorrow's lesson anymore. No inventory coming in, but the waves are supposed to be ideal, so you should still surf, okay?
Alone?
She blinks away tears.
You got this, Emma.
He nods.
You don't need me.
She frowns, eyes red as they stand in the back of the distillery. He weakly smiles at her, then turns and leaves. She stands alone in the distillery room. Emma and June enjoy a campfire out on the beach in front of the house.
Maybe things weren't as intense as I thought with Ben.
Are you trying to convince yourself or me? Because you're never going to convince me that you and Ben aren't falling in love.
Love? I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
Am I? I see the way you two look at each other. Honey, he looks at you like Kai looked at me.
Yeah, you and Uncle Kai had a love that was very rare.
June furrows brows.
I think I'm more used to the kind of love that starts out as a romantic fairy tale and then ends up with me getting kicked out of the castle.
Not every relationship is like the one you had with Garrett.
Yeah, you and Uncle Kai had it.
Our relationship was hard work. We could get through anything as long as we stayed honest and kind to each other. Unconditional trust.
She shakes her head.
Trust.
Emma furrows her brows.
Yeah, it's a hard one for me. I feel like every time I open up and let go, the rug just gets pulled out from under me.
I really think you need to trust yourself. Just stand on your own 2 feet. And I know it sounds cliche, but listen to your heart.
Brows furrowed, Emma faintly smiles for a brief moment, then sighs. In the morning, Emma stirs. She sits up in bed, wearing a white tank top. She looks out the window with parted yellow sheer curtains as sunlight streams into the room. 2 surfboards are in the corner of the room beside the bed. With a frown, she shakes her head, her lips heavy. She sighs deeply. Now on the beach, she raises her hands overhead, then lowers them down to her sides. She stretches in warrior pose. She looks forward past her extended fingertips on her right hand. She sits atop the surfboard in lotus pose, her wrists rested atop her knees, her legs crossed at the ankle. She shuts her eyes as the wind blows through her long, wavy brown hair.
Groundswell, you're mine today.
She walks into the water, then paddles out to a wave. The wave rises up below her as she continues into deeper waters. She takes her yellow surfboard out into the water. A large wave passes over her head as she is beneath the board. She rises up onto her stomach and paddles further out. She rises up onto all fours, then falls forward onto her stomach and the board flips up beneath her. She spirals through the water, then rises up as the bright sunlight beats down onto the ocean. She paddles once again on her stomach. She gets up on all fours, then stands. With a deep breath, she extends her hands out to her sides and makes her way through the water, officially surfing. She smiles brightly and laughs, leaning forward as she surfs ahead of the wave. She raises her fists up in the air in celebration, still upright.
So how long are you going to be gone for?
I don't know. It depends on the surf. Kawaki's going to start filling in at the shop starting tomorrow. I'm sorry I can't be there today, man.
Sorry? You're not sorry. Dude, what are you doing?
Ben packs things.
I told you. I don't want to stand in the way of her dreams. It's easier this way for everyone.
Easier? Easier for who? For you, maybe. This is not what Emma wants.
And you know what Emma wants? I'm trying to protect her.
The Emma that I know doesn't need protection. Look, Ben, we all know you suffered a huge loss. No one's gonna take that away from you. You have a chance for a new story. And just because you're starting to feel something doesn't mean you have to run. Panic a little maybe, but aren't you tired? When is this gonna be enough? Tú sabes que Estrella, she will want you to be happy.
They stand across from each other.
Can you please just give Emma this note for me?
Ben holds out a letter.
Frankie, por favor.
Be careful, brother. Because the bed you are making, you are the one who's going to have to lie in it. Alone.
Seriously?
He points the letter at him.
You're not the one who lost everything that day.
Frankie nods.
The day Estrella died, it was horrible. But I lost her and my brother.
Tears well up in Frankie's eyes.
I'm right here.
Really, Ben?
Shakes head.
Because all I see is a ghost.
Ben scoffs at him.
You know what? I'm tired of making excuses for you and sticking up for you.
Shakes head.
No, I'm not going to do that anymore. I won't watch you blow your second chance. I won't.
Can't you see I'm doing this for her?
Just keep telling yourself that, and maybe one day you're going to believe it. Tú sabes qué? Just go. It's what you do best now. You know what? Sink or swim, you're on your own.
Frankie points at Ben.
Frankie, come on. You're my brother.
Frankie nods.
That's right. I'm your little brother. But I really miss having my big brother around.
Ben looks away, brows raised.
You don't understand. I'm not gonna go through that again. I can't.
Oh, I understand perfectly. But I'm out of here. Because I got people counting on me.
Frankie storms out of the house, holding the letter for Emma. Ben grimaces, wearing a backpack, as he stands in the living room. Frankie walks downstairs. Ben picks up a surfboard and it knocks over the framed photo of him and his late wife. He throws off the backpack and stoops over the photo, getting down on his knees to inspect the broken glass. He gets out his phone and looks at the screen. He sees Emma is calling and decides not to answer. He puts the phone back in his pocket and examines the photo. Inside, there is a folded up letter.
Mi amado Ben.
He sighs and looks away, then continues.
How long did it take you to find this note? Do we already have kids?
He softly smiles.
It doesn't matter when you find it, because I know our love is eternal. Remember when you asked me to prom? You told me you had to choose between love and fear. You chose love. And I'm so grateful that you made that same choice every day since. Te amo, your pen pal Estrella.
He lowers the letter and sobs as he sits on the floor. He kisses the letter as tears well up in his red eyes. He furrows brows. Garrett shakes a man's hand.
Chef, I really appreciate all the advice you've given all week.
No worries, the judges like what you're doing, so keep it up, yeah? Stay
Thank
creative.
Emma approaches.
Hey, Em. Good morning, partner.
Huh? Did you bring the papers?
Garrett, your offer is incredibly generous, and I know that it took a lot for you to do that for me, and I'm so grateful. But I can't accept it.
What?
I really think this is something I need to do on my own.
Do you realize what you're passing up here?
Yes.
She nods.
It's the dream.
She blinks several times.
But I also realize I've been underestimating myself for a long time. And I was really convinced that I needed you in order to succeed. And I've learned that what I really need is I need to trust my own instincts. And they're telling me that this is a journey I have to take without you.
She gazes in his blue eyes.
Truth is, you're ready, Em.
He smiles.
Thank you, Garrett.
She nods and they hug.
Really, thank you.
He clutches her back tightly.
Hey, go get him. See you out there.
He walks away as she tilts her head, still smiling.
Good morning, Mr. Diaz.
Buenos dias, Miss Dawson.
Hey, have you heard from Ben? I haven't been able to reach him.
He left to go surf on the other side of the island. I'm sorry, Em.
Really? Oh, do you know for how long?
No, mi amor. Left this for you.
Frankie holds out the letter and she accepts it with a smile.
Hello, Team South by Southeast. It's the big finale today. How's everybody feeling?
We're feeling great, Katie. Thanks. Yeah, just, you know, trying to get our heads in the game.
Any words of wisdom for us?
If I can give you one piece of advice, it would be to cook with your heart, not your head. Whatever you're feeling, put it into the food. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to the final day of the Big Wave Cook-Off. Chefs, it's time for your final challenge, which will determine this year's winners.
The judges applaud, as do the four contestants.
Today, you will be asked to prepare not just one, but two dishes, something savory and something sweet. Now, your savory dish should be something that represents where you came from. The sweet dish should be something that represents where you are today. Now, remember, this is your final challenge, so don't hold anything back. And you know the drill. The time starts now!
The contestants spring to action, running over to select ingredients. With their dishes finished, the contestants stand in a line and await judging of their dishes.
Ham and plantains in a dumpling. Now that's one I wouldn't have thought of. Really good.
And your dessert? So stylish and modern. I clearly see you've taken Garrett's input. This is going to be a tough dish to beat.
Mm-hmm. Katie Lee nods. The contestants bump fists.
Team South by Southeast, tell us about the savory dish that represents where you both came from.
Today, we made for you grilled ajillo shrimp with grits, smoked gouda, bacon, and a touch of culantro.
This is a combination of our mother's recipes that we love. It represents both of our childhoods.
And tell me about your sweet dish that represents where you are now.
We made a tropical fruit pavlova. It represents where we are physically, this beautiful island with the incredible beaches. But it also represents where we are symbolically. Waves, like life's challenges, can seem really scary from the shore. But once you learn to ride them, they're a lot gentler than you think.
Katie takes a bite of the dessert while Leah kneads the shrimp and grits. Emma glances over at Frankie as he watches the judge's reaction. Leanne tightly shuts her eyes and chews with a smile.
This is the final round. We asked you to make dishes that were both exciting and innovative.
And not only did you do that, but you also gave us dishes that come from your heart. I can really taste the love in these. Delicious. Well done.
They both smile.
You guys not only nailed the flavor and the presentation, but we love your background story on both your dishes. This is going to be a really tough decision.
Sure is.
The judges and contestants smile at each other. Frankie and Emma hug.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chefs, you all did an incredible job. We'll announce the winner shortly. Please return to your stations.
The judges talk, covering their mouths.
The winner of this year's 10th annual Big Wave Cook-Off and $50,000 is... Team South by South.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Katie.
I'm so excited for you guys. I don't want to bother you right now, but how about the three of us grab dinner tomorrow night? I have a little proposition I'd like to talk to you about.
For sure. What about Mercedes Cantina at 6 p.m.?
Oh, that works for me. Thank you so much, Katie.
Perfect. See you there.
Thank you so much. We did it. Good.
They hug.
You too.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh,
Just
it was so happy.
Emma reaches in her pocket for her phone and makes a call with a smile on her face.
Hola, it's Ben. Leave a message.
Ben, hey, it's Emma. Listen, I know you're out surfing, but I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you supporting my dreams. And I also wanted to let you know that I stood up today. I rode a wave all by myself. And
you did?
Her smile fades. She turns as Ben approaches.
You're here.
I'm sorry I'm late. But you guys were incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She grins.
And you caught a wave?
I did.
Look at you, Gitchin.
Shakes her head.
What are you doing here? I thought you were away, surfing.
I was. About an hour into my drive, I realized that I was running.
Against the current.
She gazes in his eyes.
You can't fight the waves bend, you gotta surrender to them.
He softly smiles and raises brows.
And so, I'm surrendering to the fact that I'm in love with a woman who needs to live here and go live out her dreams in Atlanta.
Shakes her head.
I turn Garrett down.
He furrows brows.
But I thought he was offering you everything you ever wanted.
Not everything.
She gazes in his eyes as they stand under the tent. She reaches for his chest, caressing his arms as she leans in and they share a passionate kiss. Their lips part. He touches her neck as they lock lips once again, the wind gently blowing her brown hair behind her back. She backs up to gaze into his eyes with a smile, their foreheads together. Text, 6 months later.
Hibiscus, behind. Tracy. I got a call, 1 second.
Answers.
Hola, chica. How's my restaurant doing? You burn anything yet?
How's my restaurant doing? You break anything yet?
Oh, Katie Lee came in last night. She loved how you built that open oven behind the bar.
Oh, that's great. I mean, she was the inspiration.
June enters in waves.
Oh, listen, I gotta go, but send my love to Sebastian and do not overstir
the biscuits. I know, child. Love you, bye.
Frankie hangs up. At the South by Southeast restaurant, a man serves Sheridan with 2 plates. A woman arrives at the table with 2 more. Emma approaches as Sheridan takes his first bite.
Sheridan, hi. What are you doing here?
Can a man come to Hawaii and review the hottest new restaurant?
Yes, he can. Are you here alone?
Shakes his head.
I could not decide. And no, I gave my wife and son. We're taking surf lessons right now.
Did you know you have some really great surf instructors here?
I did.
Is it true that you and Frankie came up with this idea over dinner with Katie Lee?
Yeah, I spent the last 6 months getting the Atlanta restaurant up and running, and then Frankie did the same thing here, and then we switched.
Oh, I love the concept of you two switching between sister restaurants. That's the best of both worlds, I would say.
You know what? Couldn't have said it better myself.
So I wanted to let you know, in person, that I'm writing a full front page feature on you both.
Sheridan, that means the world to me and Frankie. We're so happy you love our food.
By the way, Emma, I know it was you.
Sorry?
That night at the bistro, I know it was you who made me that spectacular meal.
How?
When I left my phone behind, later I realized it was still recording. I'm just glad you're finally getting the credit you deserve.
I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Ooh.
I actually have to be somewhere, so if you'll excuse me, please enjoy, and June can get you anything else you need.
June smiles.
This is our signature mango mojito. On the house, enjoy.
June walks away as Sheridan takes a sip of the drink. He looks up, then shuts his eyes and nods. The Mercedes South by Southeast Hawaii sign on the host podium. A woman's bare feet walk through the sand, joining a barefoot man, 2 surfboards beside them. Emma and Ben study the waves.
Nice groundswell starting.
He gazes over at her.
It's perfect.
He smiles. She looks over into his eyes and smiles, then tilts her head toward the waves.
Ready, surfer boy?
Yes, Chef.
She caresses his lean but muscular arms in his sleeveless swim vest, then they share a kiss. He hands her a yellow surfboard, then he grabs a white one and they run into the bright blue water. They paddle the surfboards further out into the ocean.